it's not early days for you anymore, but how do you assess your team and its performance and its potential for the balance of this year and into the playoffs? Are you comfortable with where you are?
Well, it's fair for you to say you can't put your finger on it because none of us have seen our whole team play. I mean, we've had 37 different guys in our lineup this year due to a rash of injuries or illness. We had two big setbacks in losing Mata off our defense and Dupree up front. And when you lose two top players like that, you really can't replace them. But with all that being said, we've hung in the race. And we really don't know what our team is. You're right. The thing that I like about this group is that we've been able to play games, low-scoring games, the tight games, and be disciplined in those games. So we're playing the way we need to be prepared to play in the playoffs. But is there something missing? Is there something different about the Penguins? Yeah, probably. People are used to seeing them have high-scoring games and really lopsided games. And that's probably what you're seeing and what you're referring to. So I agree with you. I don't know exactly what we got. I'd like to get Ehrhoff back in the lineup and get a better idea of our defense. I'm hoping that's going to be within the next few days because we don't have much time to really judge our team and fix something if we need to fix it.
Jimmy, I mean, and the time is ticking before the trade deadline in order to fix something for the balance of this year.
Correct.
Are you inclined to make a move?
Well, I'm certainly like everybody else. I'm talking to teams and I'm interested in knowing what's going on and who's available and what the price is to get these players. But I'm certainly not. I don't feel that we have to. If something makes some sense that we can improve our team a little bit, I don't think we're going to add a player that's going to necessarily be a game changer for us, but we could add a player that can make a difference in a few games and down the stretch and, you know, maybe one or two of the key games in a playoff series. So that's what we're looking at.
So, Jim, a follow-up to that would be, what areas are you looking to improve, or is it just kind of whatever falls in your lap as March 2nd approaches?
Well, like I said, I'd like to get Ehrhoff back in the lineup to see what our defense looks like and our pairings. That's an area we continue to look at because for most of the season, we've used three first-year defensemen for all intents and purposes, Bertuzzo, Dupree, and Pouliot. And at different times, we've had Dumoulin and Harrington up, so a lot of guys that are learning the league. And then up front, I think it's important to have depth up front because when you get in those playoff series, they're going to try to shut down Crosby's line and Malkin's line, and you have to be able to win games with your third and fourth line. So if we can get deeper up there and on our forwards, we will.
So I'm watching your game last night against the Caps, and Robert Bortuzzo, for some reason, is just really standing out to me. He's physical. He's a big guy. He's 6'4", 215. You got him on a cap hit of $600,000. How important is it to have a guy like that, a low cap hit, that you can go forward with?
Well, you have to have it, especially when you're a cap team and you have the luxury of spending. And so you're always, teams like ours are always going to be up against the cap, and you have to have a handful of guys that are on the lower end of it. And at the same time, you're developing those guys because those guys are eventually going to make more money, and you have to have guys coming behind them. And so I think for the most part, you have to have probably a handful of those guys on your team every year.
I know a lot of Oilers fans may be listening, may have been mystified by what happened to David Perron this season when he was in Edmonton. You guys picked him up, and he's fit in really well. Why do you think Perron's fit in so well in Pittsburgh since you went out and got him?
I, you know, one, he's playing with a great player playing with Crosby. They have some good chemistry. They can move the puck nice together. When he's not playing with Crosby, he's playing with Malkin. And if you have a skill level and you can score goals like Perron does, you're obviously going to do well. But his transition to Pittsburgh was very quick and very easy. I mean, it didn't take him long to settle in here, and he's done a nice job for us.
One of the things we talked about earlier, Jimmy, is the window of opportunity. And I'm not going to sit here and suggest by any stretch that the window of opportunity for the Pittsburgh Penguins is closing or even necessarily close to closing. But is it something that concerns you? We were talking to Glenn Grunwald, the former general manager of the Raptors, former assistant GM of the Knicks, about that very thing. As a GM, how you have to be conscious of the timing of what you're doing. The great players aren't going to last forever. Teams don't stay together for long periods of time. How do you feel about that timing for the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Well, I think the window of opportunity for guys like Malkin and Crosby is still pretty big. The window of opportunity for some players on the Penguins might not be. You know, there may still have to be some changes made going forward. But certainly we have a group of guys right now that has a chance to do well as we go forward this year, because when you look at the two conferences, they're different in a little bit of a way, but anybody that gets in has a chance to win. You go on a run in the playoffs and you can win. But that window of opportunity is not in years, but the opportunity is very small, because there are so many good teams. And even if you're one of the top teams, you can't just win year after year after year anymore. So if you think you have a chance and you're a player, you probably don't want to save it for next year, because that, even though you're a good team and a good player, your opportunity might not be there. So parity in sports now seems to be greater than ever, especially in the National Hockey League.
How much more difficult has parity made your job?
I think a general manager's job is as difficult as it is, and I like the parity in a lot of ways. You know, it gives so many more teams an equal opportunity, and teams are talking on the same language about moving players and how you help each other in trades and things like that. So, yeah, I think that if you get to a certain point in the season, like we are right now with the two injuries we have, I'd like to be able to have a little more cap relief, and maybe if there is a more expensive player out there, maybe add him. So that, in that sense, it makes it difficult. But I also came from a team that's more of a budget team, and so I feel fortunate I'm in the position I'm in today.
Jim, I'd like to get some reaction of what you thought of Ovechkin's slash on Letang last night, and what was going through your mind when you saw Letang sliding toward those end boards, given Chris's history of injuries.
I'd rather give my money to my family than to the league, so I'll pass on that one.
Excellent answer.
As a couple of old school guys, are you into the new math of professional sports? I mean, do you really buy into all of these new stats?
I buy into analytics, and some people talk about puck possession, and which is important, and we're more a puck possession team this year than the Penguins have been in the past, but that's not the key point that we look at in analytics. But I don't make my decisions based on it. It's just another way of looking at players. My final decision is going to be made on what my own feeling is, what my gut feeling is. But I like analytics. I think it's a great measuring stick. It's a way to go back to your pro scouts and say, this is what you're saying, but this is what I see here. Where you know, explain to me why you feel this way, and you can really open up great debates and great conversations with the guidance of analytics. So I like it a lot.